Someone's cooking bacon.
Come on, Jack.
Time to go.
Time to go.
For the first time in his life, Jack feels the world around him as something else. Full of things which are not Jack, and people who are not Jack. And he realizes that for him, none of this will be here tomorrow. And time, having made its point, carries on its dogged way. At sea, a new purpose grips those facing the June gales.
Half ahead, both.
Half ahead it is, son.
That's it. No more circles for us, number one.
At least we're going now. We should cheer up our passengers. If we had to turn around and head back to port...
Oh, we're going. And I'll say one thing for the weather. They'll never expect us in this. Helmsman, watch your course and remember our letter.
Oh, it is, son.
Cocoa, sir.
Thank you. And number one, we'll start preparing the landing craft for disembarkation.
Aye, aye, sir.
On an airfield in southern England, pilots and navigators assemble for flight briefings. Amongst them, Paul.
All right, you lot, sit down and be quiet. Jimmy, shut the door, will you? This lot are less secure than Jane's knickers. All right, you've all heard the rumours that have been floating around. You always discount rumours, don't you?
So we're going tonight.
Tomorrow morning, the 6th of June, there will be simultaneous landings by British, Canadian and American forces on the coast of Normandy.
You can stop holding your breath, Paul. Not a secret anymore.
This squadron will be bombing as usual tonight, and our targets will cover the same areas they've done for the past months, with obviously the aim of keeping Jerry on his toes. Mm. We will be expected to deliver results, gentlemen. Accuracy, as always, is our watchword.
I thought it was mine to pine.
Thank you, Charlie. The leading bomber tonight will be Zed Zebra.
Oh, yeah.
Your chaps had the night off last night, Bingo. And your hangover should have improved by takeoff.
And no creep back.
And no creep back. That's particularly important. Okay, now, Met reports. And navigators, pay attention. There's low cloud expected, which could be a problem. Specific targets, bridges, here, here, and here, on the approaches to Caen, the marshalling yards in the town, and, highly important, we must try and keep civilian casualties to a minimum.
For Captain Robert Collins, problems can no longer be ignored. Now, his fear will have to be faced.
I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
What do you mean?
The traffic. So much military stuff.
It's London.
Well, this is as bad as I've ever seen it. We should have gone my way.
Yes. Yes, we should. Shouldn't we? It's been there all the quicker.
What? I'm sorry. Is there something... What is it? What's wrong?
Could you stop here? Piccadilly Hotel, it's just... We can have tea there. They do a good tea, cheap. Well, not cheap, but I want to. I would like to buy you tea, some tea. Just... Could you do that, please? Piccadilly Hotel. Used to go there before the war. After the office. I worked in export, my uncle's firm. Go and have tea there and then go on to town. Thought I could find it again the way we used to be.
What is it? Tell me.
You asked me that already.
You didn't answer.
I can't do it.
What? Can't do what?
I can't jump. Not again, not ever again.
I don't understand.
What a stupid fool I must look to you. Stupid coward sitting on his stupid backside snivelling. I hate this. I can't tell you how much I hate this. It isn't me. This isn't Rob Collins. I don't know this person who's living in my head.
Doesn't everybody feel like
please
that?
Please don't give me the pep talk. We're all scared. We all have to cope with it in our own way. That's why they train us. I know all that
Oh, so do I. I told you about Peter, about crying.
We've all seen it. Something happens to a man. It isn't anything to do with him.